From 90.5 WESA, I'm Kevin Gavin, and this is Essential Pittsburgh, sitting in today for Paul Guggenheimer. You might have seen his artwork on a television show or signature work for major corporations like Heinz, or in a gallery or other exhibition venue around the world. Renowned pop artist Burton Morris has returned home to Pittsburgh along with more than 100 of his works of art. Poptastic, the art of Burton Morris, is the first ever retrospective of his career, and the exhibition opens Sunday at the Senator John Heinz History Center. We're so pleased to have Burton Morris join us in Studio A. Burton, welcome home and welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to put you on the spot immediately. So your work has appeared around the world, as I alluded to, so many different venues, on the set of Friends, at the Oscars, in Paris during the World Cup, the Montreux Jazz Festival, and collections at the UN, and now back in your hometown at the Heinz History Center. So your favorite one?
Honestly, I would say Heinz History Center. It is amazing what they put together. I can tell you that as of a few days ago, we've been working on this for the last few years, organizing this exhibition, and it's a collection of well over 100 of my works since I was age 3 on up. And I have to tell you, they have such an incredible staff of people, and the way they organize this exhibition, I think, is a good learning and inspirational tool for just, you know, teaching kids, adults, just, you know, a process of how, and I've been saying this from day one, my father used to say to me when I was 16, what are you going to do? How do you make a career being an artist? How are you going to make a living? So it's interesting to see how they put together these sections of how, you know, my career has evolved. And I can tell you, I am just floored and so honored that the way they put this incredible exhibition together really is just, I think it will really make people excited in a positive way.
Did it recall some memories for you? I did that at that age?
Yeah, I have to tell you, it's crazy to think I'll be 50 in March of next year. So to think, you know, how your career spans. I loved drawing since I was a child. When I was 3 and a half, I broke my femur bone. I was in a body cast at that time, and I couldn't move other than my they put you in this giant cast for 3 months, and I would just draw. And I used to watch cartoons on TV. I loved trying to redraw comic book characters, Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Captain America. And through those years of drawing and trying to teach myself how to draw, that you could see the evolution of, in a sense, my style. And I'm known for a very bold, colorful, energetic style. And, you know, it is pop art. Obviously, I owe it to Andy Warhol, who opened up the doors for someone like myself, who was one of the creators of the pop art movement. So I would consider myself an extension of the pop art movement, the kind of work I do. But if you look at the way they've taken this whole museum show, you can see how my influences were the comic books, the colors of the comics. But then I used to study etchings from woodcuts from artists from hundreds of years ago. And my parents used to take me to the Carnegie Museum of Art, where I used to study this. And I would always try to emulate these woodcut drawings. So if you know my style, and it's known for this iconic, you know, bold graphic, you know, refined look, that you could see all my influences and how it came to be.
Many of us have had our childhood artwork, and I really am stretching the definition of that term, artwork, displayed on our home kitchen refrigerator. But as you alluded to, this exhibition includes work from your early childhood.
Right.
So what were the things that inspired you as a child to draw, to create, or even as a student training at CMU?
Sure. Well, what's funny is a funny story that they pulled together here was the Heinz ketchup bottle was always on our table since I was a kid. My father, one of the biggest lovers of, I said, Heinz, we always had a ketchup bottle. Well, you could see that through the years, I'm known for objects and bringing objects to life, iconic symbols, the coffee cup, for instance. About 25 years ago, I started thinking about what is our culture, what goes on. For instance, Starbucks, I noticed 25 years ago, I started noticing these coffee you know, shops popping up. I said, well, what would symbolize this, you know, movement? And I created this little coffee cup icon. Well, in my style, I would then replicate and recreate this coffee cup in many different ways, shapes, forms, colors. And I was fortunate enough in 1993 to have this coffee cup on featured on the set of the TV show Friends when it first began. And the coffee cup was in Central Perk, featured, you know, front and center, and it was seen on about 40 to 50 episodes of Friends. And the beauty of that was that Friends became a big hit. So my coffee cup went along with that, so it in itself became part of popular culture. So it's interesting to see how, you know, symbols over the years I was creating, the popcorn, I'm known for this popcorn, right. That, you know, I started originally this whole concept of the kernel of an idea. It's like the beginnings, the seed of you know, branching out. And I'm working on a whole new series right now, and I work in series of work. So for 20 years, I created a body of iconic objects. And the popcorn itself symbolized entertainment, Hollywood, as well as, say, the Nickelodeon here in Pittsburgh, which where it began. So I'm you know, always searching for these icons that sort of symbolize today's pop culture.
You mentioned Andy Warhol. Any other artists that have influenced you
sure.
through the years?
Oh, sure. Like I was influenced by, I say, dozens and dozens of artists. I love so many different periods and styles of artwork. Of course, Warhol, Lichtenstein, Keith Haring, Tom Wesselman. There's so many great artists. But the great comic book illustrators were really my heroes because that's who I knew as a kid growing up. Mm-hmm. And I would try to draw this one character, Captain Marvel or Captain America, Spider-Man. I would try to draw them. And as a, you know, six, seven, eight-year-old kid, it's, you know, those were your heroes. And then I saw how that evolved. And over the years, I ended up going to school here at Carnegie Mellon University for design and fine art. And I was in advertising for a few years directing commercials. And still during that time, I was always drawing. So I thought, you know what, I think I could make a living doing this. But then how do you market yourself? And in 1993, Absolut Vodka was looking for artists from every state in the country to submit work to be part of something called Absolut Statehood. It was a big campaign. And, of course, Andy Warhol was the very first Absolut Vodka artist for their campaign. So it would be a huge coup if you could get involved. Apparently, my work was selected out of 800 different artists from Pennsylvania. And I created the Absolut Pennsylvania image that was then seen in USA Today, Time magazine in 1993. So it was a huge way to define the style to get it out in the public eye. At the same time, Friends was just beginning the show. And so my art started to get seen on the TV show Friends. As that evolved, I started debuting my paintings. I'm a painter, and I'm known for original hand-painted images on canvas. So I love to just draw and paint on wood, canvas, paper. And so I started exhibiting my work all throughout the United States. Over time, I started evolving my work into Europe, and now I'm having some shows coming up in Singapore, Korea, even India. So it's really amazing in the last 25 years how my own experience to see it evolve.
Internationally acclaimed pop artist Burton Morris is our guest. He's returned home. His first ever retrospective is on display at the Heinz History Center. It's called Poptastic, The Art of Burton Morris. One more reference to Andy Warhol, and this is a quote from the former director of the Warhol Museum, Tom Sokolowski. He said, if pop art had a grandson, it would surely be Burton Morris. How do you react to that?
No, well, Tom is an amazing person. I mean, he just I feel single-handedly took the Warhol market and just made it what it is today. I'm just honored to think that, you know, someone like Tom would have given me such a nice quote. And I do feel that someone like Andy Warhol, who did open up the doors for me and other artists like myself, that, you know, we look at my joke is you look at a Campbell's soup can, we look at I've created these paintings of Heinz ketchup bottles or Coca-Cola bottles, and that's a work of art. And we accept that, whereas before Andy Warhol or Lichtenstein or Haring, you never would have done that because the pop artists were reacting to abstract expressionism. So it was a whole different series of artworks at the time in the late 1950s, early 60s. So I think in today's generation, we're creating a new movement, a new extension of art, and who's to know where I'll go. You know, I've been very fortunate to see my career take me all over the world. Collectors, we worked with the Obamas 2 years ago. I worked with Ralph Lauren last year, and we've just done so many nice projects with people who just genuinely like work. And I do say Andy Warhol opened those doors up for me.
So what is your vision of Pittsburgh? How do you like to express that in your artwork? And I think of One Young World Summit, for example.
Well, I think what's amazing, if you go to the Heinz History Center, you will see this great exhibition of One Young World, the Academy Awards, the Olympics. You'll see the Coca-Cola, the original Absolut Vodka painting. You'll see the original works, you know, I worked on as a child. And I just have to say, you know, the way the Heinz History Center put this together is unbelievable. And it's really just a colorful educational tool. One thing I've always wanted to do is inspire young minds. And I think this show will do that.
I love for the One Young World, you sort of taken the iconic fountain and made it a tree with
sure.
sort of the globe of the foliage.
Sure, right? The earth, the green earth. Yeah. And I think Pittsburgh is the center of the earth, and you can see that in the work. And I was fortunate enough to work on that last year. And I do hope that, you know, whoever comes to the show, you'll really get something positive out of the show.
Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. The first retrospective of world-renowned pop artist and Pittsburgh native Burton Morris continues at the Heinz History Center through February 14th. Burton Morris, thanks so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Coming up next, 224 years old and still going strong, the U.S. Constitution. This is Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.